The government revealed its plan Wednesday after a cabinet meeting. Stembe Sonyoni, the Minister for Women's Affairs and Small and Medium Enterprises, said the legislation would regulate operations and conduct of all political parties. She said that campaigning against the country would make a criminal offense. Nyoni also said existing laws will be strengthened to foster tolerance, equality and social cohesion, and to ban hate speech by public officials, media houses and citizens in public spaces and social, print and electronic media platforms. The proposed law comes after the spread of Zimbabwe Lives Matter hashtag social media campaign against what critics say has been a clampdown on dissent. Government critics, journalists and opposition leaders allegedly have been abducted, tortured and jailed. Among them are award-winning author Tsitsi Dangarembwa and journalist Hopewell Chingono. The hashtag campaign began after security forces blocked a planned July 31 protest march and detained many of its organizers and supporters. South African celebrities picked up the campaign and it has spread globally with over 700,000 tweets. Lofty Dube is with the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, VMCZ, and said the proposed legislation is an assault on press freedoms and the work of journalists.
We know that this new law they are proposing was spurred by events in the last weeks where people were simply saying that they wanted to put a stop to corruption. But what this would achieve, this would entrench perception that the international community has on the government, that it is a pariah state. What we will see with this law, as we have already started seeing, is the harassment of journalists, the arrest of journalists, the likely persecution of human rights defenders in the country.
Thabani Moyo, the executive director of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA in Zimbabwe, says if passed, the legislation creates a new way to control free expression.
These are quite wide concepts they are proposed. They can mean anything, literally, for whatever reason they want to arrest a journalist or anyone who is expressing for that matter. It's dismissed as a professional journalist. You are easily tipped off balance in terms of protecting the sources of your stories, in terms of your stories being interpreted to mean an attack on Zimbabwe as a country.
Moyo says that freedom of expression, access to information and the right to privacy are under serious threat. Journalist and media entrepreneur Sibusiso Ndlovu agrees.
It means that we cannot get comments from citizens, we cannot write commentaries, we cannot question what government is doing, we cannot seek accountability and transparency, because once we do that, it can be viewed, depending on who it is, as decampaigning the government. So a headline that is negative or seen as negative can be taken as negative publicity against the government. And yet newspapers are not there to be public relations offices of the government. That's not our job. Government should be its own public relations office by doing the right thing. So they cannot force media houses to do their PR for them.
On Thursday, Zimbabwe's government issued a statement denying allegations of human rights abuses and abductions. It said that highly exaggerated claims on social media were false attempts to smear the country, and that freedom of speech is being abused by people who seek to push a sinister political agenda. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on Zimbabwe's government to stop human rights violations. South Africa's ruling party, ANC, has condemned human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo.